A Sunday night storm force took out part of a small dam at Rapid City, 20 miles north of Brandon or so. That's in west-central Manitoba, and now the water still is flowing down from the Riding Mountains, much of it via the Little Saskatchewan River, which in turn empties into the Assiniboine at Rivers, northwest of Brandon. Here's local farmer Ron Cron.
We have three weather stations, so it was able to measure quite accurately. Came over about 15 hours. It came quite quick. Our topography is quite rolling, and, you know, just with the little valleys and ravines and that, we have some places, you know, where we can have a 200-foot elevation change in 3 or 4 miles. So when the water starts going, it runs quite quickly. We have lots of roads washed out. It's getting interesting as to how to even move around and check field. There's a lot of water to come down through Minnedosa, then Rapid City, and then River.
Cron says the initial flow raised the level of Lake Wadapana, a 6-mile-long man-made reservoir, by 7 to 8 feet, and there were reports that boats came loose and went over a spillway 20 meters or so high. And we thank our friend and colleague Harry Siemens, who supplied the audio for that story. Well, and Across the Oceans webinar conversation Tuesday poses some interesting questions about the future of farming as we know it. Dan Eberhardt of Langenberg-based Eberhardt Ag Solutions, speaking with principals of ZM Grow, a European entity whose foliar applied fertilizer product is drawn from recycled batteries, of which billions, of course, are sold and in most cases discarded into landfills. Eberhardt and Company has just received its first bulk shipment of ZM Grow from Trace Grow, a company with connections both to Finland and the UK. David Herod, for example, is a Brit described as being from a family which has been in the essential nutrient supply business for several hundred years. About sustainability and when farmers could benefit, he sees it coming first in Ireland. The clip includes Dan Eberhardt's response.
They are coming first in Europe and maybe Finland, Baltic states maybe, but there has to be a measure of incentives, either carrot, which is financial, give me some money, the farmer, or the stick, which is you're going to get taxed. There's two things. I don't know what they are. I think it'll be a balance. I think money on the table, 18 to 24 months. Something in the EU, in Europe, will become a law.
I've seen legislation being tabled in the United States of America in this regard. So it is a conversation and things are being measured. And as data becomes more available and we can quantify these things, you bet your bottom dollar this is coming for everybody in the industry.
And in this product launch, Eberhardt Ag is offering farmers 2 acres of product free in exchange for their field data while using ZM Grow. ZM, by the way, is the zinc and manganese extraction used in the foliar application. On the land from The Rock, I'm Jack Dawes.